And did you have any special term for the amount of something you could carry at one time, say in a wagon?
Well, they'd call it a wagon load of a certain thing, but it's spoken out in that way.
They ever call it a turn? Well, let's see. Do they have any special term for half a load?
Well, it'd be a half a load or a part of a load, or just a small load or something like that. They've spoken out in that way.
I know in some places they call it a jag.
Well, yes, I've heard that term used too.
You familiar?
You know, you just go and get a little jag of corn or a little jag of wheat or a little jag of whatever it is you're going to get.
I don't know if that means a half a load or...
I just means a small amount, I think. Just a small amount of whatever it was.
Like my money, I just got a jag of money. Small amount, damn small.
Yeah. And let's see, when you do your washing and take it out to hang it up, what do you put it in to get it out there?
Oh, clothes basket.
And another type of container. Well, when they used to ship nails in, what did they ship those in?
Well, in the kegs, wooden kegs. They used to a long time ago. I don't know what they're shipping in now.
I think now they're coming in all sorts of things. Pasteboard boxes.
Well, I haven't bought any nails in a long time, but they used to ship them in wooden kegs.
You don't get any points that way. You missed. Around these things, they have these wire strips or metal strips. What did you call those around the keg or around the barrel?
It's
maybe as a girl, you took a stick and you'd roll one along.
Barrel hoops.
What?
Barrel hoops.
Did he tell you what it was?
No. You told me. You made me think of it, but my goodness. The big bears used to have wooden hoops around them. I've seen big bears with the... I don't know what kind of wood it was, but just a narrow piece, you know. I remember that so well.
I've never seen one with wood.
I've seen big bears, and they called them barrel hoops.
See, it's really educational to birds like him, and there, so.
Well, maybe we'll teach each other a little something then.
And let's see, in a jug, I better not use a jug. We didn't bottle.
Just on what's in the jug.
Yeah, right. In a bottle. What did you call that thing that you plug it with?
Well, a bottle stopper, cork. They used to use cork to make them. Now I never see one anymore though. They have the tin caps on all the bottles I ever get hold of anymore.
Yeah, I've heard people call that a stopple.
Stopper, yeah. Bottle stopper.
Well, they call it a stopple. Put the stopple in the bottle.
They used to use just made of cork to stop bottles with, but I never do see one anymore.
No, they're pretty scarce. Used to use corn cobs, too.
Yes, I've seen that.
Those cars, too.
For a lot of things.
I've seen
you
that.
You could use them 4 or 5 days ago.
I could use them more recent than that. What did you call that musical instrument that you put in your mouth and play?
French harp.
Uh-huh. And how about the one that you'd hold like this?
Jew's harp.
And let's see, to pound a nail, you'd use a... If you wanted to pound a nail...
Hammer.
And let's say you wanted to drive a wedge in something.
Maul.
And
it split rails, mall and wage.
Did they split any rails out here?
No, not here.
They didn't have any, didn't have any rails
they
to split?
They used to in Texas, though.
If, the one with a wooden head and a handle on.
You're speaking of the mall? Yeah?
Oh, I don't know.
It is made of wood with a handle, pole board, and a round piece of wood. I mean, like that table, ain't only round and about that long, I guess. And then it had an iron band around each end, and a hole board in the side of it, the center, and a handle put in that hole to get small with it. To split rails, that's what they used to use for the iron wedge then.
Drive a wedge with that. Well, to change the subject again, on a wagon, what did you call the thing that stuck out? And then you put a horse on each side.
Wagon tongue.
On a buggy?
Same thing.
And if you had two of them like this and put a horse in the middle?
Shafts.